Tigers. Going to take a few minutes here. Though the nice victory yesterday, we appreciate the Tigers getting a 4-2 extra inning win.
Yeah.
But there have been the continued struggles that the Tigers have been experiencing. And so when a team struggles, you know, what do?
You abandon ship.
No, get rid of the batting coach.
No, you,
that's what I would do.
I would get rid of the batting coach.
Yeah. You find ways to blame other things, like missed calls, blown replays.
Well, you can
like
do that,
that
too. Yeah, you can do that.
The things like that. We've discovered a couple of things that we're going to bring to your attention this morning. Let me do this one first. Just because I heard it in the game yesterday, and I finally found the highlight I was looking for. Earlier in the game yesterday, no score. Tigers have the very speedy Derek Hill on third base.
Yeah.
And the ball gets away from the catcher. Didn't get far, and Hill broke, trying to make something happen. And he was called out, but he immediately came up and said, "Hey, I'm safe." Tiger said, "Go to the replay." So I'm listening to Dan Dickerson and Craig Monroe, who was filling in for Jim Price yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Dickerson, being as fair as possible, was that I do think he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at several different replays, and basically Dan said he was never touched. It's close. Including one replay. The one replay I can't find, though, was from a first base angle, which Dan says clearly shows. I mean, it's close, but he just wasn't touched. But Dan did say. But I got to tell you, I've seen these replay calls before, folks, and I just wouldn't be surprised if this was held. And it was. And Dan and Craig were both like, you know, why have replay? So here's the play. I'm going to give it to you in the fast motion. You can look at yourself. Again, these aren't the best angles, but here's how it looks in case you haven't seen it. Here comes Derek Hill crashing in, trying to score. Da-da-da-da. Do we got this one there? Okay, so it almost looks like he's out right there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. You could say that. Yeah,
in the
probably.
First replay.
Fast motion. Yeah, and regular speed and all that. Yeah.
First replay, it looks like.
Oh, that second replay.
His hand, yeah.
And here we go.
Never was touched.
Never was touched.
Until
afterwards.
Oh, yep.
Yeah,
until
exactly.
Home plate.
And there was an even better slow-mo, super slow-mo replay. Apparently, this game was on YouTube yesterday.
Oh.
And so they had some other things and just very close, they admit, but it's like he wasn't touched.
Okay.
Nope. Call is upheld. He's out on the... it's like, so it's
were
like,
they going to try to say it was inconclusive? Not enough evidence to overturn the call in the field?
Well, you know, that's all they said was, because I thought the umpires were going to be mic'd so they could explain.
Yeah.
They never did. They just said,
oh, really?
Call upheld. Huh. They never said call upheld because he was tagged before, or I don't know.
I wish they would do that. That's one thing that the NFL does, is that they explain.
Explain the replay.
Yeah.
You know, even if you didn't agree, you say, you know, like, we believe it was inconclusive, that it was too... Okay, fine. But it's like, yeah, nope, call's upheld, you're out.
Yeah.
end of the inning. So,
well,
a little frustrating.
It just adds to the Tigers' woes. It doesn't describe the Tigers' woes.
No. Now, Pat Johnson, you have come across something, too. Concerning the Tigers.
Gentleman by the name of Derek Hutchinson. He is the sports director, I believe, over at Channel 4 WDIV in Detroit. And he tweeted this yesterday. He said, "The Tigers have statistically been the most victimized team in percentage of missed calls that go against them. Miguel Cabrera took ball four with bases loaded yesterday in the ninth inning of a tie game, and the ump rang him up a day after Javier Baez got the same treatment." Now, he then says, "And A.J. Hinch does nothing?" But then he says, "Apparently you can go to umpscorecards.com, and people chart this stuff." And he says, "For anyone wondering, missed calls in Tigers games have gone in the Tigers' favor 29.3% of the time. The second lowest in Major League Baseball is 34.1%. So Tigers are victimized the most, according to this umpscorecard.com.
See, the umpires, ball strikes, instant replay.
Yep.
We're getting hosed, folks. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
That's no
why.
Other issues.
That's
no other issues.
We are getting hosed. That's the reason
that's
why.
By the way, Scott Coolbaugh is the batting coach for the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, yes, yes.
The Kansas City Royals 2 weeks ago fired their batting coach because they said not performing up to expectations, were barely above the Tigers in offense. So they got rid of their guy, and yet the Tigers hold on to theirs.
Again, still they were above the Tigers and fired.
Yeah.
It was an interesting move yesterday. Pat and I were talking about this off the air when in the ninth inning, the Tigers had the bases loaded and one out.
Yeah.
And Harold Castro, who had hit two home runs in the game, came up, was supposed to come up to the plate. And because A.J. Hinch was playing percentages.
Playing analytics.
Removed Harold Castro for pinch hitter Miguel Cabrera.
Who struck out.
That couldn't have been too popular.
Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera,
I understand.
Yeah, but and the Castro guy already had two homers.
Exactly. Castro may struggle against that, but sometimes you just have that gut feeling. It's like, man, he crushed two home runs in this game. He's on the...
And I understand he's not the greatest against left-handed pitching either. That's another
Or it works the other way. He hit two home runs. What's the percentages he's going to hit at first?
So what did Cabrera do?
He struck out.
Yeah. On that bad call.
Yeah, he did.
Miguel Cabrera's not swinging the bat. It must be a ball.
I told Charlie that I'm old school. I remember back in the Chuck Daly days, former head coach for the Detroit Pistons. Passed away, what would you say, Charlie, about 10 years ago?
Well, at least.
Like that. Yeah, at least. But Chuck Daly always believed that you go to the hot hand, no matter what, no matter who it is, on any given night.
Yep.
It could be sometimes he would bench Isaiah Thomas if Joe Dumars or Vinny Johnson, remember the microwave.
Oh yeah.
If they were on fire, he didn't mind. He just said, keep feeding them the ball. They're a hot hand for the night. That's how I am when it comes to any sport. And that's, I was like, whoa, boy, that's a tough call for A.J. Hinch to remove your hot hand, your hot bat in the lineup on that day. But, you know, in the end, it all worked out, I guess. They won.
Yeah, you always manage like Lou Brown managed in Major League. Why did he go to the Wild Thing in the ninth inning?
Because he had a hunch.
He had a hunch. He had a hunch. That's how you manage. You didn't say, because analytics show, he said, I got a hunch. And there is one former Tiger who's not happy. Joel Soumaya.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Joel Soumaya apparently lit into specifically GM Al Avila. Is there any other true Detroit Tiger fan as disappointed as I am in how this season is going for the team? Truly am disgusted, disappointed, just flat out upset on how this organization has let itself fall into a category which I thought this organization would never see again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this straight out of my mouth. I can't believe they gave Al Avila an undisclosed extension. Blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He says they need to clean house.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go through the main office and start removing some of these nerds that have no clue about the good old game of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The good old English D is too iconic. Too great to even let fall to these standards. My apologies, I came on so bold, but as they say, once a Tiger, always a Tiger.
Hmm.
I'm entitled to my own opinion. I'm entitled to say whatever I want, whether people like it or not. Joel Soumaya. Who did include a graphic, apparently, when he posted this, that shows how the two worst teams in baseball, the 62 Mets and the 2003 Tigers, with the total number of runs they scored, right now, our 2022 Tigers are on a pace to even be below those two teams. So we're on a pace to score
it's
less
runs.
It's not
fair to compare anybody to the 62 Mets.
So, yeah, we're on a pace, it says here, to score 439 runs.
Yeah.
439 runs.
No, it's not good. The Tigers realize they're not playing golf. Lower the better, right? That they're supposed to score more.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Higher the score,
high
the better.
High is better.
All right. Yeah, and that's the thing. It'd be one thing if you have one or two players struggling, but you have a number of players struggling and who are below 500. And for those of you thinking that Riley Green's going to come in and save everything, no, it's probably not going to happen. He may add a little jump, a little boost, but he's not going to fix everything.
He's not?
No.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's what I was banking on. I was banking on that once Riley Green's in the lineup.
But I'm with him. I'm with Al Avila. He's got, if this is the way the season is going to go here for the rest of the year, he's got lots to answer for. I mean, he's got lots.
It will be. It will be unless they turn it around.
Yeah.
But then again, remember, Tigers, we're getting hosed, as we've already proven here in this segment.